We're talking children's books now, and we often find that we have to have challenging conversations with kids. Well, not really challenging conversations, but conversations about difficult subjects. A good way into those difficult subjects are children's books. Joining us once again is Bel Alderman, Emeritus Professor of Children's Literature and Director of the National Centre of Australian Children's Literature. And Bel, today we're covering a topic that some people might find difficult to talk about when it comes to communicating with their child.
Yes, I thought that today, given the New Zealand situation, it would be good to talk about books about tolerance. We don't want to have books that just teach lessons, but I was thinking the Macquarie Dictionary says tolerance is the disposition to be patient and fair towards those whose opinions and practices differ from one's own. Well, that's really hard to get into a mouthful for children, but there are a number of children's books that do just that. So that was my aim for the program today.
Okay, and what have you brought to us?
Well, we know that we have some favourite authors, and one of them is Mem Fox. So the first one is called Whoever You Are, and it's illustrated by Leslie Staub. And, of course, Mem Fox is always going to have a very rhythmic sort of phrase. So the illustrations in this book show different cultures and different backgrounds, different food, different kinds of ways they live their life, where they live. And the text says, their lives may be different from yours, and their words may be very different from yours, but inside, their hearts are just like yours. Whoever they are, wherever they are, all over the world. And then the whole book goes through different cultures. And it's just very comforting, and it's full of details in the illustrations that children will find interesting.
And just reinforcing those points that, you know, as an adult, you might not think that they need to be said or reinforced to a child. Mind you, Bel, you know, maybe some adults need these points reinforced to them as well.
Yeah, not just for kids.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, well, maybe we need a lot of people reading Mem Fox. But, you know, just that repetition and those the illustrations she has in this book as well, glorious and colourful and joyful.
Yes, exactly.
And who else have you got for us?
Well, I have another favourite. Everyone knows that I'm a big fan of Bob Graham. And this book is called A Bus Call Heaven. And it's a very unlikely scenario in this book. One day...
Is it a children's version of Streetcar Named Desire? Probably not.
So
Bus Called Heaven.
Similar. One day, an old dilapidated bus appears on the curb. And it has a sign on the top that says, Heaven.
Oh, wow.
And the whole neighborhood, very culturally diverse neighborhood, you can tell from their clothes that they come from different cultures. They all look puzzlingly at this. What is this bus? And they decide, well, look, why don't we go inside and have a look? So little by little, all the different cultural groups deposit the games that they play. They bring their little animals and they sit inside the bus and they share things. And it's not a book that has a very heavy message. But one day, here comes the wrecker saying, this book is not allowed. It's coming over the street curb. It has to be sent to the wreckers.
And the whole the bus has to go to the wreckers.
The bus has to go to the wreckers. So, you know, the one little girl says, oh, no, 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 this can't happen. Because by that time, birds have made a nest inside the engine. There are all sorts of wonderful things that have brought the whole community together. So she goes and she talks to the wrecking guy and says, I tell you what, let's play a game. And if I win, then you let the bus remain. If you win, well, we know what would happen. But fortunately, she is able to take win. And you can see from this particular illustration how the bus has become the home for lots of different cultural groups. So this is a book without a message, but underneath it's all about we're all different, but we're sharing a community.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with the bus, I mean, are you trying not to give away the give away the ending? I want to know, did they save the bus, Bel?
Well, it's a wonderful ending. Here is the ending where there's a vacant lot.
Okay, and there's a lot of lights and it looks like it's a bit of a grand finale at the end there. So without giving away too much, I'm thinking that there's a happy ending with the bus called Heaven. So, you know, I mean, you said, Belle, that it's not trying to, you know, tell kids too much. But, you know, so what is it that this book does when it comes to this issue of tolerance?
Well, I think it's sort of like, again, the mirrors and the windows. We see different people that are like us, but they're different as well. It creates a sense of all of us are in this together. We're all part of the same world. What can we do together that we couldn't do individually? So in a way, Bob Graham never really hammers a message, but there's always a message lurking in there. There's always something to talk about if you're an adult and you want to talk to your child. And Bob Graham really manages to do that beautifully.
And for those of us parents who had kids that were obsessed with public transport, it just gives them another excuse to love going for bus rides.
Yeah, what a good idea.
And you're on Afternoons with Paula Kruger, and with you is Belle Alderman. She is from the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. And today we're looking at the issue of books, which help us have a conversation with our children around tolerance. And these books are about how tolerance is reflected in Australian society. So what else have you got for us, Belle?
I chose a couple of books by Aborigines. Now, Sally Morgan, some of people would always know her, My Place,
yes.
Which is a novel that is read by children and adults. But she also has three children. She has Ezekiel, Blaze, and Amberlynn, and all three of them are artists and authors for children's books.
Wow.
So here you've got a whole family, a quartet of creative people. So the next two books that I'm going to talk about are this whole family doing various things together. The first one is by Ezekiel K. Molina and Maura Court, and it's called Color Me. It's a picture book that's celebrating Australian animals and the landscape that reflect a rainbow, but it also recognises Australia's diverse population. For the youngest audience, it ends with a message, we're all different, but together we colour our world amazing. Very, very simple for the very, very youngest.
Mm. And, you know, our memories of Sally Morgan and her work is not just of the writing, but the amazingly beautiful, colourful illustrations. Are we getting that in these books as well?
Oh, you definitely are. I didn't bring that one with me, but I brought another one by Sally Morgan and Amberlynn K. Molina. And this one, I'll just open up so that you can have a wonderful gaze at some of this illustration.
And once again, it's simple pictures, but colourful, and with, you know, yes, they're modern pictures, but Sally Morgan always pulled on the heritage of
exactly.
Indigenous visuals when it came to her illustrations.
Yes, and this one, the text is wonderful too. If I was tall as a tree with worms in my hair and clouds for arms and grass for feet, I'd still love me. I am me. Who else would I be? I'd love, 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 love me. It's just a celebration of who you are.
Yes.
And appreciating that it might be different, but we're also the same.
That's right. And by pulling on things like, you know, drawing on things like differences in hair, and the people in this book have brown skin, you know, so it's,
yes.
And I remember growing up as a kid and there weren't very many people in books that had brown skin like me or like my mother, you know. So it's really refreshing to see this.
And it's very important too for children to be able to see themselves in the books. Otherwise, they think, that's not me.
Mm.
I can't relate to that book. So books by Aborigines are also very important.
Okay. And you've got one final book for
us. I've got one final one. This one is written and illustrated by Anna Pignataro. She's a very prolific author and illustrator. She illustrates for other people as well as doing both herself. And this one is called Being Agatha. I like the fact that this book is really a picture book that's an allegory. Well, and it's also anthropomorphic. That is, the main characters all have animal features. This is very common in picture books because sometimes it removes someone from that particular reader, but it also enables you to think, well, what might that animal might feel? And as we all know, children really think that their dogs and their cats are real and having conversations. So here is Agatha. She goes into kindergarten for the first time, and her teacher says, I want all of you to think, what is it that is special about you? And Agatha, who is half bear and half pig, thinks, there's nothing special about me. I don't know what to say. And I would imagine there'd be other children like that. And so she tries to think very hard, what is special about herself? But one of the other children says, you are the best at being Agatha. No one is better than Agatha than you. What a simple, wonderful idea, yes. Don't you think?
Yes, I think it reminds me of that saying, don't try and be anyone else. It's already taken, you know, but you're not.
That's a good point. Yes. I think, you know, a mix of all of these really is all about being respecting yourself, respecting others, being tolerant towards people who are different and who are alike, making them feel comfortable, because the other children in this class were making poor Agatha, who felt there's no one like me, I don't know what's special. They recognize that same sort of feeling. So it creates that empathetic understanding, which is a good feature to have.
And is it a common, like, I guess I'm referring to A Bus Called Heaven here, and I'm not too sure how the other books end, but does it end in, because we use the word tolerance, but does it end in more of a celebration?
Oh, it's a very celebration. In fact, all of these books are celebrations of who you are, really, in the end, aren't they? And also a celebration of everyone else who has their own individual strengths and weaknesses. I think that the combination of those two strengths and weaknesses, being different, being alike, is at the heart of these stories.
Thank you so much for bringing those stories to us today, Belle. That's Belle Alderman. She is an emeritus professor of children's literature and director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. And today we were looking at books that can help us talk to kids about tolerance.